Greetings, this is the Trio of Awesomeness Part 2. This is Rachel, and this week we are doing historical and society values. I was absent for the first part with Sabrina and Ian, but to review basically some things that they said, when Sabrina was talking about the historical events that happened in Salem, Massachusetts, I thought it was very interesting that Betty is, that Betty was real. And I thought it was really interesting that a lot of, like, what's happening in the Crucible right now actually happened in real life. Like, I figured it was as much, but... I thought it was really interesting that it all started with one person, that like this one person was like sick or whatever, and that basically the Salem witch trials like escalated from there, from other people being sick. And I thought it was really interesting that like people targeted children and everything. And then with what Ian said, I thought it was really interesting that community, the House of Committee on Un-American Activities, I thought it was really like surprising that they supported the KKK, and they're pretty much like, it's illegal, but we'll let it slide or whatever. I thought that that was really interesting, and I didn't know that before. And I also thought it was really interesting that they pretty much accused people of being communist and then pretty much took their lands away, because that's literally what's happening in the Crucible. And I thought that that was really interesting, that how those two connect to each other. And I thought it was like interesting, like I remember when I was researching the, when I was researching on Arthur Miller, I know that I found that what Ian was touching upon, that like they pretty much thought that Arthur Miller was a communist, which brings me to what I found about Arthur Miller. Arthur Miller was pretty much born in New York, and he was Jewish. And after high school, he went into college and everything, and studied journalism. But after writing a play, he pretty much switched his major to English. He wrote Death of a Salesman, which is really popular, and after that, he wanted to make his mark again, so he pretty much traveled to Salem, Massachusetts around 1952, and he did a lot of research with like historical sites there to learn more about the Crucible. And then the Crucible was debuted in 1953, and then in 1954, he was pretty much wanted to... Belgium was going to have a premiere, and they pretty much wanted him to go, but he was denied a U.S. passport, pretty much because Committee on Un-American Activities thought that he was, they suspected him of being a communist, because like Ian said, they started with authors, that they thought authors were, you know, communists. I read one somewhere that he wrote the Crucible to protect his career, but a lot of what I read was that it was pretty much a response to the panic caused to the fear of communism, during the Cold War, and, a lot of it has to deal with McCarthyism, but, in an interview I found from NEH.gov, there was an interview with this guy named Ferris Miller, and it was really interesting. So, this guy named Ferris pretty much asks Arthur Miller what it was like to witness the Crucible during the time of the premiere and everything, that, like, pretty much when it was premiered, his colleagues would, his colleagues would like get up and like leave out of the theater, and he asked, and this interviewer asked him what it was like to witness that, and Arthur Miller pretty much said, quote, "It was very discouraging. At the time, I felt certain happiness that the play had dealt with the issue that everybody was worried about privately, and I had brought it to the surface. There is an old rule of psychology that if something doesn't meet resistance, it is probably not true." So The Crucible was what it was. I withstood the coldness at the moment, but it certainly wasn't comfortable. I had the ability to slough things off when they get too tough. So, pretty much, he used the Crucible as an allegory for Senator McCarthy's committee, and pretty much that's what I found on him. I mean, it has a lot to deal with McCarthyism with everything I found. But I also found that for like 6 decades, I guess he's been creating like characters that wrestle with power conflicts and personal or social responsibilities. And pretty much he like, from what I found, he writes about like political or moral like things that are happening in the world and everything. But that's pretty much what I found about Arthur Miller. And like I said, a lot of it deals with like what Ian touched upon about the McCarthyism. So, well, that's all I have for you on Arthur Miller. So, this is Rachel with the Trio of Awesomeness Part 2, and I hope you tune in next time.